Examining the root cause. It is important at this stage to look at the root cause of the conflict. One way to do this is through simple discussions with parties. This involves continuously asking the question, why, to get to the root of the problem. An example, I was really upset when Mark dismissed my idea at the workshop. Why did this upset you? Or, I felt that my idea had real value and he didn't listen to what I had to say. Why do you think he didn't listen to what you had to say? He has been with the company for a lot longer than I have, and I feel that he doesn't respect me. You know it. Why? Now we have progressed from a single isolated incident to the root cause of the incident itself, and probably many more past and future incidents. Resolving this root cause will provide greater value and satisfaction to all involved. Paying attention to the wording of the root cause is important too. Watch out for fake verbs. Try to keep emotions out of the problem statement.